2 hours later, when the wagon was halfway across an open prairie with no cover other than the sawgrass that grew to knee height, Tillman pulled back on the reins and jumped down off the hurricane deck. He walked around to the back of the caged area and pulled a long brass spyglass out of the saddlebags on his horse. Putting the glass to his eye, he aimed it at the horizon and braced his arm against the side of the wagon to steady his gaze. Smoke looked out between the bars and he could see a cloud of dust, which looked to be about 6 or 7 miles distant.
Company coming, Marshal?
Yeah, and I don't much think they're friendlies.
Indians or outlaws?
Probably a little of both. We had some reports of some renegade Mescalero Apaches riding with some cattle rustlers who have taken to hiding in the nations. This is their stomping ground, so I'd bet it's them.
They got any reason to be mad at you?
Other than the fact they don't much like anybody with a star on his chest. Not that I know of.
Smoke craned his neck to look on all sides of the wagon.
Doesn't seem to be any place nearby to make a stand.
Tillman glanced over his shoulder at an outcropping of rock almost 5 miles ahead of him.
That's the closest. But I don't think I stand a Chinaman's chance of making it. Leastways, not while pulling this wagon.
Dynamite Dick looked up.
You could always leave the wagon and take off on your horse, Marshal.
Yep. I reckon I could if I was in mind to.
Then you gonna leave us and run?
Nope.
Tillman stepped to his horse and pulled a bright yellow-sided carbine out of a rifle boot next to the saddle. It was an 1873 model Winchester, the one called the Yellow Boy. He jacked his shell into the firing chamber, placed a box of cartridges on the edge of the wagon next to him within easy reach, and settled in to fight the outlaws. Smoke made his way within the wagon until he was next to the Marshal.
You want some help, Marshal? I'd be glad to oblige.
Yeah, but that'd be kind of like asking the fox to guard the hen house, wouldn't it, Jensen?
Have it your way, Marshal. Just don't let your stubbornness get you killed.
The group of outlaws, rustlers, and murderers crested a small ridge, and their leader, Zachary Stillwell, held up his hand, bringing them to a halt. Jaime Gonzalez, his second in command, shaded his eyes with a hand, peering through the heat haze to the wagon in the distance.
What you make of it, Zach?
Why, Jaime, it looks like one of those wagons the U.S. Marshals used to take prisoners over to visit the hanging judge in Fort Smith.
That means no gold or silver.
No, but there's usually only the one marshal with the prisoners. Wouldn't be too much of a chore to take him out and maybe get us some more men to ride with us.
Why for we need more men, Zachary? We got 10 now.
You want to hit that payroll train coming into Fort Worth next week, don't you?
Yes. I hear it carry over $100,000.
Then we're going to need a couple extra guns.
That mean less money for us.
Not necessarily. Nobody says they have to survive the robbery. What happens to them after we got the gold won't matter to nobody but them.
Then let us go free some prisoners.
Yeah!
10 riders spread out in a line as they galloped toward the wagon, pistols and rifles in their hands. Tillman calmly took deadly aim. One of the attackers threw his arms in the air and catapulted backward off his mount.
That's one down.
Nice shooting.
Tillman managed to get 2 more bandits before Zachary Stillwell got smart and pulled his men back out of rifle range.
What now, Zach? We lost 3 men already, and we ain't got nothing to show for it yet.
2 of you men circle around to the left, and another 2 circle to the right. Stay out of range until I give the signal, and start advancing in on the wagon afoot. That-a-way, you'll make less of a target. Sooner or later, we'll get him, because he can't watch all sides at the same time.
An hour later, when all the men were in place surrounding the wagon, Stillwell held his pistol in the air. The men began to creep up on the wagon, keeping low and keeping up a steady stream of fire at the Marshal, who moved quickly back and forth, snapping off shots when he got a glimpse of a head or a rifle barrel. But he wasn't hitting any.
You gotta give it up, Marshal, else we're all gonna be picked off.
Yeah, you're right, Jansen. I don't have no cause to put you men in danger any longer.
Get on your horse and hightail it out of here.
I ain't leaving you men and no desperados. Maybe they'll be content with me and let you men go free.
Tillman stepped out in the open, put his rifle in the dirt, and raised his hands over his head.